The storm that broke over the world on Good Friday died away and burned itself out in the quiet ashes of a sunset sky. But the storm raged on in the souls of 11 men, in the soul of one man especially, a fisherman named Simon Peter, whose human frailty had been climaxed in a sentence future generations would never forget.
I tell you, I do not know the man.
The story of the next 50 days in the life of Peter, the fisherman of Galilee, is brought to you now on the Hour of St. Francis with Ward Bond as Simon Peter.
We hurried away down the deserted back city streets, hoping that no one would recognize us for what we were. I kept trying to think. We should stay together. We needed a safe place. How could we tell if the mob had really broken up? There was only one place near enough and large enough. The upper room. We sat around the same table, and they all kept watching me. I tried to think of something to say. We had all heard the master prophesy.
On the third day, I will rise again.
Early on the morning of the first day of the week, the third day after he died. Mary.
Peter, come quickly.
What is it, Mary?
Peter, come quickly. The Lord is risen.
I rushed out of the room and ran all the way to the garden. If it was only true, if I could only see him again, ask him what to do. But all I saw was the empty tomb. He could have risen, or someone could have stolen the body. How could anyone tell? I started back to the upper room.
Peter.
Lord. I saw him. I reached out my hands to him. Then I remembered my own words. I tell you, I do not know the man. I bowed my head in shame, and when I dared to look up again, there was no one. But I had seen him. He was risen. I ran back to the upper room.
Peter, what's the matter?
What happened?
The Lord, he is risen. I saw him. I had to tell them over and over how I had seen him. But would they ever see him again? I couldn't tell them. I didn't know. At sundown, we were still sitting at the table. We had locked the door for fear that the mob would start looking for us by night. I knew we'd have to do something the next day. We couldn't stay here forever. And then, the door still locked, we heard no footstep nor any knocking.
Peace be to you, Lord.
Master.
I believe it is he.
It is I. Let not your hearts be troubled or afraid.
It is he.
Master, he has risen.
Why are you disturbed? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and feet, bedded as I myself. Feel me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. Have you anything to eat?
Yes, Lord. There's a little fish and some honeycomb. We saw him. We touched him. We ate with him. But almost as suddenly as he had come, he was gone. We hardly dared believe our senses. He had risen as he had promised. We had seen him. We began to talk and laugh in our joy. Then came a knocking on the door. It was Thomas back from the city with food and the latest news.
They say the soldiers are telling everybody we stole the master's body. Some people say the soldiers took it away and hid it. They say
the devil with what anybody says. Thomas, the Lord is risen. He came here. We saw him.
What kind of a joke is this? He's dead. We buried him.
But he's risen.
He talked to us.
He came through the locked door.
It was a spirit.
He ate with us. A spirit doesn't eat fish. Thomas, don't you believe us?
No.
swore we could not have been mistaken. Thomas only laughed. I saw doubt begin to creep into the faces and the voices of the others. They turned to me. They relied upon me to convince Thomas. I tried, and he scoffed. Then, the door being still locked...
Peace be to you.
Master.
Here is the Lord.
Thomas, bring here thy finger and see my hands. And bring here thy hand and put it into my side. And be not unbelieving, but believing.
My Lord and my God.
Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed.
Now all of us believed. But in 10 days we saw him only twice, and only for a little while. Everything was strange and mysterious, even his command.
Do not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. For you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence.
Wait. It was nearly 2 weeks since he rose. We were less afraid now because Jerusalem seemed to have forgotten us. Finally, I could wait no longer. I told the others I was going back to my boat and my nets. And they had said simply, "We're going with you." To handle a net again, to feel a tiller in your hand, to see the sail filled with wind, these were real. I couldn't help thinking, perhaps a good boat and a fair catch are kingdom enough for a fisherman. And then we saw him again, standing on the lake shore. We ate with him, and when we were finished, he said to me,
"Simon, son of John, dost thou love me more than these do?"
"Oh, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee."
"Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep."
Even as I answered him, I began to weep. For 3 times I had denied him. What he said next I heard more with my heart than with my ears.
"Amen, I say to thee, when thou wert young, Simon Peter, thou didst walk where thou wouldst. But when thou art old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall lead thee where thou wouldst not."
Who was to lead me? For I was no longer young. Was it the Holy Spirit he had promised, but which had not yet come? I wanted no spirit, as long as I had my Lord to follow. And then one day he took us out to a certain hill beyond Bethany. He gave us new commands.
"All power has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore into the whole world and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Go into the whole world and baptize all men in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."
Even as he was speaking, and while he blessed us, he rose up from the earth, and a cloud received him out of our sight. We were alone. I didn't know what to do. I could only think of the Master's order. We go back to Jerusalem.
To Jerusalem? Why to Jerusalem?
Is it safe?
Where can we go in Jerusalem?
Where? Why, to the upper room, of course. Again, we had nothing to do but wait and remember. I tried to understand the orders of the Master. Teach all nations. He had taught a few people the truth, and they had crucified him. Go and baptize. John had baptized and had ended in the baptism of his own blood. Go, teach all nations. We were afraid to leave this room, afraid to speak above a whisper. We trembled if a shadow crossed the window. Wait. Wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. But waiting could be dangerous. The days dragged slowly on. We waited and we prayed, not knowing what to expect. If we heard footsteps outside the door, we sensed the stealthy watchfulness of a spy. In our very midst, there had been one who betrayed, one who doubted, one who denied.
Whomever I kiss, that is he. Lay hold of him. Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe.
Surely thou art one of them, for even thy very speech doth betray thee.
For God's sake, woman, I tell thee I do not know the man.
We waited. We tried to pray. 7 days, 8, 9. The eyes of the others were always upon me. I could hardly stand their gaze. I wanted to cry out, "I am not worthy to be your leader. I denied him 3 times. How can he or you put any trust in me? I cannot trust myself. I'm a coward who brags of courage, who flourishes a sword and runs before a woman's tongue." I thought I loved the master, and yet I said, "I do not know the man." Finally, the 10th day, and still we waited, held tight in the clutch of uncertainty. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where we were staying. And there appeared parted tongues as of fire, which settled upon each of us. Then I understood. This was the Holy Spirit, and he filled us all. When the wind died and the fire disappeared, I stepped to the head of the table. The others looked at me, eager, confident, waiting for orders. I was Peter the Rock now, strong with the strength of God. I felt in my heart no fear of life, no dread of death. The Spirit burned within me. I flung wide the door. In the street below waited the first of the nations.
No one has ever tried to lead a really Christian life without feeling recurrently the pangs of loneliness and fear. You may be weak, but no weaker than Peter who denied and Thomas who doubted. There is in the secret soul of every man strength enough to change the world, for within you breathes the Holy Spirit himself. He waits only for your awakening. The power that changed the apostles is also your power. This episode of The Hour of St. Francis, entitled 50 Days, featured Ward Bond as Simon Peter, and was brought to you as a gesture of goodwill to sincere men everywhere by the Third Order of St. Francis. For a copy of this script or of the Peace Prayer of St. Francis, write to the station to which you are listening.